right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Tuesday, March 6th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very cold, very, very cold Washington, D.C. Well, you know, folks, there is some good news out of Washington today. Very seldom there's any good news to report, but I am so pleased as punch, as the late Hubert Humphrey would say. I am pleased as punch that I, Lewis Scooter Libby, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, has been convicted for lying to the FBI. Folks, if there is, you know, I never wish prison on anybody, folks. I wish this was a nice world where people didn't go out and commit crimes against other people that required them. It requires them to be sent to prison. But if there's anybody who does deserve to be sent to prison, it's Scooter Libby. Because I've been convinced for a long, long time, folks, that he was one of, I mean, he certainly was one of the foremost neoconservatives inside the Bush administration. But I'm absolutely convinced that he is the head of the octopus and has been for a long, long time, buried right there inside the vice president's office, largely outside a lot of media and public scrutiny, and now he has been convicted. Frankly, folks, you know, it was a very complicated case, and as I told someone today, if my life depended on it, I don't think I could even give you the details of that case. I think what we have here today, folks, although this jury obviously labored for a long, long time to make sure they had a verdict that they could believe in themselves, I think in the end, ultimately, if truth be told, this jury convicted Lewis Libby for precisely who he was and for what he really did, for his role in getting the United States into this hellish war in Iraq that continues, a war that has now claimed the lives of over 3,100 Americans, approaching 3,200 Americans, and has led to the butchering and maiming of 10 or 20,000 others. You know, I lose track of these figures, folks, because, you know, after one person has been killed or wounded in a war that shouldn't be fought, the figures really don't matter. This horrible man, Lewis Libby, you know, I hear all these horror stories about prison. I hear about these Aryan gangs and black Muslim gangs that populate our prisons. Well, folks, I'm going to be candid here, and I hope I don't shock anybody. But I do hope Lewis Libby gets sent to a federal prison where he belongs. And I hope that there he receives his just and deserved punishment. The man is a mass murderer. He is a ruthless man whose agenda was driven by his religious fanaticism. Lewis Libby deserves the utmost punishment, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back in a moment.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The second time today, that is. I had the great pleasure, the great honor, really, of being a guest for 2 hours this morning on the broadcast of Mark Dankoff, Mark Dankoff's America. That is the first time I ever actually spoke to Mark, and it was a pleasure indeed. His verbal communication skills are right up there on par with his very considerable literary skills, which I've admired from afar, that is over the internet, for the past several years since Mark first popped up on my radar, and I was just very, very impressed with his capacities as a radio host. And I want to thank Mark for having me on the show, and I also want to thank the Republic Broadcasting Network and John Sanders Statmiller for showing their great wisdom in bringing on a host like Mark Dankoff. He's a great guy, and if you have never listened to his program, folks, and you have the time to do it, I urge you to do so. Good man. Very, very good, decent man. Very intelligent man. Well, I am here on this network, of course, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches, and later in the hour, I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone, because as I always am pleased to tell you, it works. You know, we were talking about doing a pre-recorded announcement for Headache Stay Gone, but I didn't really want to do that because I want to tell you from myself firsthand, unrehearsed, just exactly how good it is. I've told you time and again that it's worked for me, and I'm not particularly plagued by headaches. But I have known a couple people who are plagued by headaches on a regular basis, and they are finding that Headache Stay Gone does indeed work. So later on, I'm going to give you their 800 number because I want you to call and get a sample for yourself. And when you find that it does work, as I think it will for you, then you pay the bill. Well, folks, if I sounded a little angry when I started the program here this evening, talking about Louis Libby, I was angry. Not about the fact that Louis Libby was convicted. No, I'm celebrating that, folks. And as I say, I hope he gets the full punishment that he deserves. As I say, I keep hearing about all these black Muslim gangs in the prisons and the white Aryan gangs. Well, my God, folks, it sounds to me as though the fact that Louis Libby will soon be among them might give the black Muslim gangs and the white Aryan gangs a mutual cause to rally around. I'd like to see them get together for once instead of fighting and form a lynch mob and take out Louis Libby right when he's right within their hands, because this man is a murderer. He's as much of a murderer as President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl and all of these hellish neoconservatives who are responsible for this war. Which brings me to why I am so angry, folks. Just before I sat down to prepare for this radio broadcast, I received an email from my friend John DeNugent, who's been on this program, and he included a photo of a young couple, Ty Ziegle and Renee Klein. Ty was a Marine officer. Renee was his fiancée. There's a pre-Bush picture of Ty and Renee, and then a picture of their wedding. Ty's back from Iraq. His face absolutely destroyed. Handsome young man. His face absolutely destroyed, but this young woman is marrying this man because she loves him. But I know that he has many, many years ahead of corrective surgery, and his life is going to be pretty rough in the years that follow. And this is a young Marine that went over there to Iraq, and he didn't pay, as they call it, the supreme sacrifice, but he lost his face, folks. He looks like a monster. I don't think it's incorrect to say that. It's a pathetic picture. We've all seen pictures of people who've suffered this way. I had a relative who was burned by acid, and she looked like a monster. That was before the days of corrective surgery. Very fine lady. She was very fine nurse. And seeing the photo of this young man who survived, but who now obviously faces a long period of time and a lot of psychological suffering and pain, you know, for fighting in a war that it's just, Louis Libby deserves the worst, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be honest with you, when I heard that Vice President Dick Cheney was hospitalized for a blood clot, I had some strange thoughts about the vice president, too. I was kind of hoping they couldn't catch that blood clot, but you know that would be a too quick and easy end for that man. He should be imprisoned. He should be imprisoned, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of the worst offenders there. Vice President Dick Cheney is, but you know the only thing that scares me about Dick Cheney being called home by God before his term would come to an end, and you know what that's what it scares me, folks. I can just very easily see George W. Bush appointing that independent Democrat from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, as vice president. And I guarantee you, folks, if George W. Bush was stupid enough to appoint Joe Lieberman as his vice president, the president himself, Mr. Bush, who stole the office, of course, he would prove exactly how stupid he is, because I guarantee you that if Joe Lieberman became vice president, there would be an inordinate number of banana peels lying around in the hallways of the White House and in public places where President Bush was in appearance. No doubt about it in my mind, the Zionists could not resist the opportunity to put one of their own in the White House. And George W. Bush would find himself no longer president, but shoveling coal in the fiery pits of hell. Well, he's going to do that eventually. There's no question about that in my mind. George Bush is going to go to hell, and he's going to shovel coal right alongside with all of the other people who helped orchestrate this war, and for that matter, other wars. But if he were stupid enough to make Joe Lieberman as vice president, I have a sneaking suspicion that Mr. Bush would suddenly find his own presidency, he would find the plug on his presidency pulled real fast with no hesitation. Well, folks, you know, talking about this sad subject, here is reading in the Washington Post, there are at least 300 known veterans of the Iraq War and of Afghanistan. Although, of course, this war has only been these wars have been going on since 2001. There are at least 300 of these veterans known to be homeless. Now, if that's the numbers that we know that are homeless, God knows how many more there are homeless. And my question to you is, why is there a single veteran, really a veteran of any war, a veteran of any military service in the United States, why is there one single person homeless? We ship billions of dollars over to Iraq on a daily basis. The state of Israel gets $10, $12, $15 billion a year and more, really, in welfare money from the American taxpayers. Billions upon billions of dollars, and we can't provide homes for even veterans? Something stinks in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Something stinks. You know, I just don't get it, folks. There's just something wrong, and, you know, we really do need to do something about it. You know, I told Mark Dankoff today, I've referred to it on this show, I really believe our only hope at this time is for the military to stand in rebellion, and I pray that they do. I pray that they do, because these are the people who fight the wars. These are the people who suffer in the wars. Their families suffer. And, you know, we, the taxpayers, pay for it. You know, there are a lot of people out there who revel in all this stuff. They really revel in the sight of the American military going in and creating havoc in Iraq. But, you know, that havoc they're creating is going to come back in our faces. It's called blowback, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very frightening. Well, the Israelis are bitching and moaning and complaining that Iran is training Hamas. Well, all well and good. You know, at this point, I've reached a point I'm not even going to pretend that I don't believe that the fellows in Hamas might not have the right idea in striking back at Israel, because, Israel has created its own mess by its treatment of the Palestinians, because they can't treat people decently. So every time there's payback, it's an ugly payback, and it's very sad. But you know the big joke about the fact that Israel is now claiming that Iran is training Hamas? And that, of course, is the fact that it was Israel, the government of Israel, that funded the creation of Hamas in the first place. They funded Hamas as a creation designed to undercut the secular nationalist aspirations of Yasser Arafat. They funded Islamic religious fundamentalists as a counterpoint to Yasser Arafat. And now Hamas has effectively taken command of the Palestinian movement. Again, this is something that Israel created on its own, folks. So they should not be surprised that they are suffering as a direct consequence, just as Americans should not be surprised that we too are suffering as a direct consequence of the insane policies of our government. Or I should say, a government that purports to represent us. All right, we'll go to the phones in a little while here, folks, so you're free to call in here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Day Gone. Now, I know you have your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headaches Day Gone. It's 800-327-0727. And, of course, the website on the Internet for all the very interesting information about Headaches Day Gone is at headachesdaygone.com. But here's the number, 1-800-327-0727. Headaches Day Gone, let me tell you what's in it. It's an herbal blend with rosemary, peppermint, ginger mint, blue vervain, slippery elm, nettles, meadow sweet, basil, hops, and white willow bark. And I'm here to tell you, folks, none of that is going to kill you. None of that is going to give you these awful side effects that so many of these big drug company products for headaches and colds and all sorts of things give you. You look at some of these, some of the things. I always love the commercial folks where they tell you that some product is going to save you from your allergies. But you know what? The side effects of that allergy medicine might be a head cold. Figure that one out, folks. Save yourself from allergies by giving yourself a cold. Doesn't make sense to me. Well, saw an interesting picture. They were celebrating Purim in Israel. The Washington Times, in a cut line of this celebration in Israel, says it marks a time when Jews living in Persia were saved from genocide, as told in the Book of Esther. What they forgot to mention was that there were 75,000 Persians genocided. Purim is a celebration of the slaughter of 75,000 people, folks. My God. What a religious holiday. Talking about religion, I was watching a program here the other night, Cold Case. It's a crime drama. One of the few television shows I actually watch. It's on Sunday nights. I believe it's on CBS. And you know, while the killer wasn't an evil, conspiring, nasty nun, the show featured evil, conspiring, and nasty nuns. I just can't imagine. You would never see an evil, conspiring, nasty rabbi on mainstream television. But evil, conspiring, nasty nuns are fair game, apparently. Just more and more of this warped propaganda that comes across, not just in the news, but in what passes for entertainment. It's just remarkable, folks. Hillary Clinton is such a performer, folks. You know, she spoke at this, I don't know what you call it, the commemoration of the Selma Civil Rights March, and it's kind of funny because in her speech there, Hillary bragged about the fact that as a young girl in 1962, she had gone to a speech by Martin Luther King at some church somewhere or another. But it's kind of funny because, you know, if you remember anything about Hillary, you know, she's trying to make it sound like she was a big supporter of Martin Luther King when she was a little church-going girl in 1962. But, you know, the funny thing is, 2 years after that, in 1964, little Hillary was campaigning heartily for Barry Goldwater, the Republican presidential nominee, who actually voted against the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, I'm not passing judgment on either Hillary or Barry Goldwater or the Civil Rights Act, but again, I'm just pointing out kind of what appears to me to be a little bit of hypocrisy on Hillary's part. Implying that she was somehow a supporter of Martin Luther King's principles, and certainly one of his principles in 1964 was support for the Civil Rights Act. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is very much a performer. But then again, all these rotten politicians are performers. You know, watching the news reports about the apologies and anger at the Walter Reed hearings, you know, folks, they're making it sound, you know, they're playing the blame game with the situation in our military hospitals, in the Army hospitals. Well, anybody who knows anything about the VA hospitals and the military hospitals knows that this scandal has been happening for a long, long time, and now everyone is crying boo-hoo-hoo. Send them over and get them butchered. And then butcher them when they come home. That's the policy, folks. All right, we're going to the calls after this break. God bless our military, folks. God bless our military.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. If you have headaches, folks, this natural cure for headaches is one that you want to try out. Don't take all these terrible, terrible body-destroying products that you buy in the drugstore that the doctors subscribe to. You check out Headache Stay Gone. You will be glad you did. You can handle the truth, to borrow a phrase. Headache Stay Gone can be found on the internet at headachestaygone.com. Okay, well, let's go to the callers. First caller this evening here is David from Massachusetts. David, come on up.
Well, hello, Michael.
Hey, Dave. How you doing tonight?
God, I'm sure it's as cold in Washington, District of Columbia, as it is up here in New England.
I can imagine. Good Lord.
Because you people have very damp and cold, windy weather down
mm-hmm.
there. Now, concerning this talk about, there's several points I want to make, not extending too much into one point, but getting several points across. Number one, you talked about these, you use a good word, get them butchered over in Iraq and bring them here and get them butchered. I would refer to these people in the military-industrial alliance that are making big money on this war. They want it to continue forever because they have their foot in both parties, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. And as many people get butchered, I'm sure that they're snickering up their sleeve because they're making big money on these profits. And I would relate this indirectly to that book written in the 1930s by that retired Marine Corps general who wrote that book called War's a Racket.
Smedley Butler, right.
Yeah, Butler. I forgot his name momentarily. Smedley Butler. It all ties in with a book like his, and his book is a good book to read in relation to what's going on today.
And yeah, it's funny you bring that up, because I mentioned Smedley Butler when I appeared on Mark Dankoff's program here on RBN Today. Yeah, he was quite a fellow, quite an interesting guy, very principled American who fought wars but opposed them.
You're correct. I didn't hear your program. I wasn't able, but I'm glad you brought that point out. And here's another point to bring out. We got this utterly useless, worthless contrivance called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. It has absorbed billions and countless billions of dollars of our taxpayers' money, and to a lesser extent, European countries, their taxpayers' money, since 1949. It has done nothing to contribute to the security of our country. I want to bring out several points about that. Number one, in 1949, when you had men of the intelligence of like Senator Robert Taft of Ohio, Glenn Taylor of Idaho, he was the vice presidential candidate, I think, for Henry Walker.
Yeah, but yes, indeed he was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other names voting against it, I forgot their names, and I'm very sorry I haven't remembered their names, but I'm going to have to get to some book and look the whole thing up and call you at a future date and mention all of these gentlemen. The NATO Pact, unfortunately, was approved by a pretty good-sized vote, something like 83-13, I'm sorry to tell you. But when you have men of the ability of Taft and Taylor who voted against the NATO Pact, they realized then that Joe Stalin had about as much desire to invade Western Europe as you have or I have right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was so busy rebuilding Russia from the vast damage of World War II that Stalin and the Soviet government had neither the inclination or the money or the food or the available resources to do it if they wanted, because there was just so much to do to rebuild the vast damage in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. And I believe that Truman pushed through NATO with the Marshall's support and other people's support in Congress because Truman didn't know how to end unemployment. And it was like a make-work project, put people to work.
Another boondoggle, essentially. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could call it a boondoggle. It was. It falls right into that category. And like I said, I don't believe Stalin had any intention to invade Europe. He had too much to do to rebuild Russia from all the vast damage of World War II. And all these troops in NATO we have today that are wasting our taxpayers' money by being employed in a useless government of positions, they could be on the border of Mexico keeping out all these illegal immigrants for the last 25 years.
You know, see, that's the whole thing, Dave. You know, I've always been a firm supporter of the military. I've always believed that we should have an army and a navy and an air force second to none, that we should be guarding our northern border and our southern border and our beaches, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what the military is supposed to be for. The military was never envisioned by our founding fathers to be policing the world as though the United States were an empire. And, you know, it's funny, this neoconservatives are now promoting the idea that, well, yes, the United States was an empire from the very beginning, so let's just admit that we are and continue to play the role. But, you know, of course, the United States found itself engaged in foreign lands and in foreign ventures. I mean, we had to fight the Barbary pirates and so forth, you know, but that didn't make us an imperial country.
Well, the United States at the time fought that action because U.S. ships had been attacked on the high seas.
Exactly.
But they had no intention back in 1805 and 1810 of virtually dominating the world.
And yeah, what was it John Quincy Adams, your man from Massachusetts, said? We don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy, something like that.
Well, he could have said something of that sort,
yeah. Yeah.
And again, on this issue of the southern border of Mexico, I've said this before on your program and a couple of other talk shows, and it can't be said enough. The whole issue of illegal immigration, which is mainly Hispanic people, revolves around nothing more than low wages. Most of the people being hired, the illegal immigrants, most of them are being hired by small and medium business people, whereas big business is busy promoting things like NAFTA and that rotten highway that they want to put through Texas, dividing the state by one-third. And the whole illegal immigration issue, as I said, revolves around low wages, where our Congress and our presidents have invited all of these illegal immigrants in from Mexico because they don't want to pay decent wages. And if the Democrats had kept up with Roosevelt's New Deal on the economic aspects, which is called a New Deal, today, I'll admit and you'll admit, there might be a $12 an hour minimum wage. It would apply to farm labor, and the cost of food would be higher, admittedly, but it'd be better than having all of the problems attendant with illegal immigration.
And problems that are only going to get worse, and problems that are going to break the bank here in the United States trying to fix the problems in the first place.
And I want to say another thing about this illegal immigration in regards to Mexico. I believe that the Mexican government is deliberately understating its amount of money that it gets from Pemex, which is that term meaning Petroleum Mexico.
Yeah, that's their national oil monopoly.
In which they sell natural gas and petroleum to other nations. I believe they're understating. I thought I read, now this is right off the top of my memory, I might be wrong, but I thought I read that they had foreign sales or total sales, whatever that means, of $330 billion, meaning natural gas and petroleum. I personally believe it's understated, because I'm saying this, that if that money were used properly, they wouldn't have all these people coming to this country, because they'd have jobs for them in their own country, number one. Number two, they could have national health care instead of our stupid government taking in all these illegal immigrants and paying national health care for them. And the ruling clique in Mexico, I believe all these big politicians, are stealing vast sums of money from Pemex.
Yeah, all the presidents of Mexico in the past have retired as billionaires. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that they're stealing money to the extent of Holy Hail Colombia. That's what it tells you.
And yet, you know, it's funny, these guys are still highly honored by the United States. I mean, one of the former presidents of Mexico, his brother was implicated in international drug trafficking, and everybody knew that he was actually just working on behalf of his brother, the president, and yet these guys aren't prosecuted. We're busy sending marijuana smokers to jail.
Now, wasn't that person that you're referring to De Madrid?
You know, frankly, I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the past three or four presidents. I'm not sure, Dave.
But I know that back in the early 1990s, around the time that Gulf War I was going on, or just about getting over, around that period, the early 1990s, it may have been De Madrid who was charged with depositing somewhere between $350 million and even more money into a bank in Geneva, Switzerland. He was brought to court, I believe, in Mexico, and the conditions of their court system are not good. I don't think they ever convicted him of anything.
No. They don't convict they don't convict the big boys. They only go after the little guys.
Yeah, what we call the street people.
Yes.
They're the ones who can go to jail, but these big people, they're like the untouchables. And the government of Mexico, I said this before, and it's got to be repeated again and again and again. Starting in the late 1940s and the early 1950s, the government that we call the PRI, the Revolutionary Institutional Party of Mexico, urged the poverty-stricken people of Mexico to have big families in which they would become a major force in the government of Mexico, and if possible, to go to the United States, and that they could eventually become a big, big force in the United States, and we're living to see that happen right before our eyes.
You know, I'm not an advocate for war, but maybe we should declare war against Mexico. That kind of war seems more logical than the wars we're fighting over in the Middle East.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I had a choice between who I'd rather trust, I'd trust that guy over in Russia, Putin.
Mm-hmm.
I'd trust him any day before I'd ever trust people like Calderon or Vicente Fox.
You know, I never thought of it before, Dave, but I think you're probably right.
Well, it's a good thing that we have got this Republic Broadcasting network where these things can be said, because it's you people are conducting what it probably, not probably, they are. I don't think there's any probably. The best talk shows in this country.
Well, you're sure not getting it on ABC or CBS or any of these other outfits.
No, you won't. And you'll have these highly paid people who are either brain-damaged alcoholics or brain-damaged drug-addicted people. They'll dominate the program, and they dominate about 98% of it. And once in a while, they'll let somebody talk. And one time out of 1,000, somebody will disagree with them.
Well, look at Rush Limbaugh. He used to hang up on people that mentioned the Federal Reserve. I mean, you know, what do you expect? I mean, you know, even the so-called alternatives that they present the American people with are just absolute garbage.
A person like Rush Limbaugh, unfortunately, it's too bad this has to be said, he's an upper-income person, probably grosses millions of dollars a year, and he is nothing but a scourge on the political landscape, because there's nothing on his program that is almost ever talked about that is worth listening to.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, and unfortunately, for many, many years, he seemed to capture the enthusiasm of a lot of people, but he was capturing their enthusiasm as he was leading them right over the cliff. So maybe people are finally catching up to him in the other sense and finally realizing what he's all about.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would say that getting back to this thing, that when you look at Calderon and you look at Vicente Fox, they're involved with this Governor Perry of Texas. Isn't he still governor?
I think he's out. That's right. He just got reelected.
And they're involved and up to their necks in that rotten highway that they want to put through this country, ruining all kinds of good quality land. And people all over the country, just like in Texas, should be concerned about this, because it's a threat to this country. That highway is a threat to this nation, and I believe that there should be some kind of an international law that foreign investors cannot own highways in any country in the world. Not only should these foreign people be forbidden to own highways in America, but American investors shouldn't be able to own highways in other countries.
That's interesting, Dave, because we hear so much about economic imperialism and so forth. If we really want to put an end to it, that would be the ideal way to do it. A lot of people would scream like stuck pigs, kind of like Louis Libby. But that would be one way. That would be equitable, because then American investors couldn't be interfering in the affairs of other nations, and likewise other nations couldn't be interfering in our affairs. And everybody could protect their own borders. And you see, that's the funny thing about it. Everybody tries to make nationalism a bad thing. Nationalism is a good thing if in that nationalism you protect your own national sovereignty, you protect your own borders, the integrity of your own culture, and the integrity of your own people's needs. But people say nationalism is bad, and they say it causes wars. No, it's internationalism that is bad, and which causes wars. I mean, I think we've seen that very, very clearly here just in the last several years alone, and anybody who doubts it has their head in a hole in the ground.
Now, I would say that you're right, and I would not only are you correct what you said, I would extend your remarks as far back as 100 years ago. All of this internationalism has dragged this country into every international conflagration in the world, starting back in World War I, which did a lot of moral damage to this country and dragged this country into a war that we didn't have to get involved in.
That's right, really, and it's amazing when you consider it now. It really does go back to the turn of the 19th to the 20th century. We're talking over 100 years now, and these These past 100 years, you hear some of these internationalists and these New World Order types, they say it was the American century. Well, I'll tell you what, this American century that just passed is indeed passing, and there's going to be a mighty price to be paid for that American century. There was no glory in it whatsoever.
The so-called American century, and you, here's another thing you heard about that big phony thing years ago. Somebody in the Spotlight had, when the old Spotlight existed, they had a very good article criticizing that very phony term. Remember about this, the World War II, the greatest generation.
The greatest generation.
Mm-hmm. All it was just a lot of propaganda.
Yeah, Dave, I couldn't put it better myself. Listen, Dave, thanks for your call. We're getting ready to wrap up this hour. We're going to try to squeeze in our last two callers in the few minutes remaining. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And, folks, I'm here to tell you, it works.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're wrapping it up here. We have another caller here. Try to squeeze him in. It's Fred from Pennsylvania. Fred, are you there?
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
I just want to make an observation. It looks as though the administration's going to own all the war and security issues. I don't think the Democrats are going to get any traction. I think that you have a situation where Bush has the executive branch, he has the Supreme Court, he has a very large number of federal judges, the business community, that is the dominant people in the business community.
Who are very much part of making a profit off Homeland Security ideals, yeah.
And the five media companies, the mass media model, not the internet. And on the other side, you may have the people, and you have a Democratic Congress. But he has gotten very good at exercising these levers of power. And I don't know any major issue that we're winning on.
Well, you know, it's funny you say this because I was reading the paper here earlier tonight. And I was watching reading of how there are various Democrats who I think are good people who are making legitimate efforts to try to do something about the war, but then at every given moment they seem to be stopped by their own leadership, or there's some new machination that really makes it impossible for them to do anything. So I think you're absolutely right, Fred. Bush has got it all locked up in terms of the reality of the situation, in terms of, as you say, he has his hands on the levers that really count.
Yeah, and Homeland Security, in a way, you said something that was exactly right. Homeland Security is like an extra club that he has developed, and everyone then has to praise and be loyal to this club of Homeland Security. So it's like another weapon.
Yeah, I just saw there's a magazine called Homeland Security, which is kind of the new in-house club publication for all these corporate entities that are profiting off quote unquote Homeland Security. It's amazing how many major corporations, well-known names and not so well-known names, are all making a profit.
And there's a National Counterterrorism magazine out there, too.
Oh, well, thank God. We got to fight the terrorists, you know. Actually, I think we do need to fight the terrorists. And the biggest one lives about 15 blocks from me at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest.
God bless you.
All right, Fred, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we couldn't get up, but we'll be here tomorrow night right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you got a headache from listening to this program, that's not my intention, but if you did get a headache, you know the answer. It's called Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you here tomorrow night. Let's have some good